Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast, which is only on Luminary. This week's guest is Michael Rapaport. Woo! You've seen him on Atypical. You've heard him on his Luminary original podcast, I Am Rapaport. He's a friend of the show, a stand-up comedian, just an all-around amazing person. So you can listen to a clip of that interview with him now. And if you want to hear the rest, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com/GWF, where you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month when you sign up for the annual plan.
But stand-up's like an athlete. Like, I always try, I'm not a sports fan, but yeah. I watch a lot of sports documentaries. I'm like, this is the mentality I want to put into comedy.
Yeah.
That's the discipline you have to put into
100%.
It.
I agree.
Do you love yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I love myself. I love myself. You know, I think I'm very fair with myself. You know, I there's things that you
so
know.
It's conditional love.
It's conditional love. That's funny. Yeah, but yeah, is that a standard question you guys ask?
No, I just wanted. I was curious because it seemed like you do. But
yeah,
I do. A lot of men. I don't think do or don't even really think about that question.
Women
are encouraged to think about it.
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that because I was like up all night. You know, I'm going through some things, but like some real things, not some like, you know, baby things. I was just thinking like what a disservice it is, you know, during a time of emotional need that most people don't love themselves. And I was able to think of like.
Do they not?
No, I was.
Act ridiculous.
So loving myself is my secret power. I'm not even that talented. I just like myself. I mean, I truly mean that. It's
have
not even
you
me being
had
funny.
That feeling?
Yes, since I was a little kid. So that's really the only talent I have is like confidence and trying to help instill it in others. That's all I got. Nothing else. I'm pretty funny. I'm
you
know.
You're good. You got
that's fine.
Style.
I'm cute enough. It's like, but it's fine. Rent the runway. but so I was trying to think of like how like that's like my burden to bear. It's like other people not loving themselves and how that can hold you back if you're someone who loves yourself. No matter if you don't care what they think of you or not, their shit still gets in your way and you have to like knock them down basically.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to think of like maybe three people I've met in my entire life who I can truly say have a deep self-love for themselves. And I don't even like all those people, but I respect them because I recognize that they have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether or not we get along is not the problem,
mm-hmm.
but they don't create any burden or barrier for me
I
in
got
my
you,
life.
Right? I got you.
And it's like, so slim and like even with dating people like that is one of the main things I look for, but men are especially good at tricking you into thinking that they love themselves and then you don't find out till like a year in like they can do a great
and then they
job
start hating you for loving them because that's how much they
hate.
And you're like, this is some hell I don't want to be a part of, you fucking tricked
very
me.
Sneaky.
Oh my
wait
god,
wait a second. Wait a second, how do you find out that they, how do you come to the for someone who talks as much as me, you would think I'd be able to get. How do you come up with the idea or the answer or the conclusion that somebody or a guy specifically in a dating situation doesn't love themselves?
Because the onion begins to, you know, peel itself.
You know, we're all the best version of us at the top.
Yeah.
But so a guy starts showing real early. That
there's certain
themselves.
Behaviors too, like especially with being a woman, you know, in a position where you can experience a great deal of success. So one of the key factors that you're not comfortable with yourself, or one of the dead giveaways, I should say, is that you are not able to, someone you supposedly love, you are not able to enjoy their success and like truly congratulate them on their success. It makes you feel less than. That's
I got
like, you. That's one of the dead giveaways for men in a relationship.
I got you.
And you'll find that out until you're already in it.
Now I'm married. This is the second time I'm married. But
we know,
I always prided myself. What'd you say?
Nothing. We're aware. I said, I know. I looked it up.
I always prided myself.
People Google a Michael Rapaport wife, by the way.
It is heavily searched.
Yeah, right. I always prided myself when I was in the dating world of snorting, eating the way I eat, and picking my nose right away to try to let you know this is what you're going to get off the bat.
Okay.
Like
picking
I have
your nose, huh? You flick it on the wall?
No. It's because it also has to do with being a Jew and it's phlegm. It's more phlegm.
You know what? I will accept this as an answer. I will accept this.
That's
I'm learning about my people.
Anyway, but I don't know. It's not
those
like,
things are those things are just little like those are behavior. That's not really like that's like not that's not a huge deal.
Are you going to get insecure?
Off the top, it's good,
and then it gets so much worse.
It's downhill. So you're just like, this is the hill, and now we're going down with the
like. What are your like as far as like interacting with your partner? What are your most difficult qualities to deal with, in your opinion?
Oh man.
You got a bunch, huh?
You looked burdened by yourself.
I mean, probably just moodiness.
Okay. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten better at that.
So many people are moody.
Well, yeah. Moodiness is hard for me. I'm saying that's hard for me to deal with. I'm like, I'm just like the general, I'm like the same general kind of bad mood all the time, but it's predictable.
Yeah. I got you. I understand yeah. that. I've definitely gotten better with that.
Yeah.
Definitely gotten way better with that. Shit. I mean, all the regular things. I mean, you know, there's... I hate to say it, but as you get a little older, you just slow down a little bit. And, you know, it's like when you talk about sports, they'll go, oh, well, they're able to see the game. The game slows down. I swear, as it's just like in the last 5 or 6 years, especially when you have kids and shit like that, you're able to see the game a little better. So you're able to see yourself a little better and also see your tendencies a little better. When I was younger, like, and I'm just talking about like fucking 10 years ago, 5, 6, maybe like 10 years ago, you know, just temper and, you know, just moody and just, you know, maybe selfish and, you know, all the good ones.
You know, a classic 41-year-old man.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm a lot. And also,
what
like,
does that mean? I feel like I know what it means.
Yeah, no.
Well, you feel things and you act on them.
Yeah, but
that to me is you're human in your body. Like you don't ignore your own feelings.
That's the kind of thing that's sexy, and then you get the person home for like, you know, the next decade, and then you go, what the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly. That's all those things that you could fill in different. On those things, but I definitely feel like I've gotten, you know, way better and slowed down a little bit in terms of my reaction period. That I think that's like if I have an Achilles heel, my emotions and reaction has been my Achilles. When you say like third grade, emotions, reaction.
Okay.
That's been like my Achilles heel. Like that's like my thing. And
when did that start? Like did you
fucking right out the bat.
Right.
My mother told me, and I used to resent this when I was younger, since we're in like the psychotherapy kind of thing. But like my mother, when I was like 20, 21, 19, you're like, you came out like this. And like, you know, through my 20s, I'm going to therapy, and then I'm like, you know, trying to have a, what's the conversation when you sort of not confront them, but you have like a
intervention,
not an intervention, but you sort of want to have like a conversation with your parents, you know, about whatever there was a term to it. And my mother and my father were both like, yo, you were a fucking pain in the ass.
Wow.
You were a fucking pain in the ass. And then when I had kids and you see how one comes out one way and the other comes out the other way, and you look at the track.
You understand it.
I understand it way more. Now, thank God neither one of them were as fucking as nuts as I was when I came out. But my mother swore by, you just came out like this.
Wow.
And, you know, and it's a hard thing that when you're like in your 20s and you're trying to figure out your feelings and your thoughts, you're like, no.
What happened to make me like this?
And why did you do it? Like, she was like, I didn't want to fucking talk to you. You were a fucking pain in the fucking ass. So, you know.
Wow.
Now, but do you exhaust yourself?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
100%.
Okay. I would think you're like, I'm feeling, this is what I'm doing, I'm reacting, I'm pissed at this person.
But you said I exhaust myself.
Right, okay.
Like, I already know today is going to be an exhausting day because I'm doing your podcast. Yeah. So you guys know, and especially if you do podcasts by yourself, which is the majority of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, also on Luminary, which was doing great until Dave Chappelle came along. Yeah.
But, I know.
You know, like when you're like talking a lot of shit, thinking like the way you guys, you know, are making me think, and then all that stuff, and then, you know, my own sort of personal like thoughts throughout the day, like even when I was across the street at the deli, like, you know, and the, you know, and all that shit. At the end of the day, like sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is like, what
so
the
you
fuck?
Get swept up in storms that happen in your own head. That's what you're always. Are you ever present?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm present. I'm definitely present. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. When I'm alone, it's more that.
Right.
But when I'm definitely present. Yeah, for sure. So
do you carry fears around with you? Like,
oh yeah.
Like of what? Anything in like general ones?
Fuck. I mean, there's so many. I mean, fears of, you know.
So many that are at the surface all the time?
I mean, I would say my general things are probably, one of my biggest fears is fucking up, like saying something that I'm going to regret. Like trying to be as honest as I possibly
can. That's one of your biggest fears?
Yes.
But it makes sense because that, you know, I think when you're super outspoken, and I mean, I'm not as outspoken as you, but I do aspire to be. Yeah. You are an idol. But I mean, like, it's because you want to be honest, and I think like, I would imagine like when you're not honest, it makes you feel like gross. That's how it is for me. Like I have to be honest.
You know, you pull your punches.
Otherwise I just feel like, why am I in this business if I'm going, I mean, you know, like if I'm gonna be acting 24/7 but then at a certain point, especially in this climate that we're in right now, it's like, you don't have to say everything. You can still be honest without saying every thought that crosses your mind.
I know that's
some people don't know that yet.
Yeah. And I'm one of them. In regards to social media,
we hope you enjoyed that clip with our conversation with Michael Rapaport. If you want to hear the whole thing and whole things of other Guys Who Fucked episodes and episodes from the minds of Michael Rapaport, Lena Dunham, Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, head on over to luminarypodcast.com/GWF. You can get a subscription as low as $2.99 a month when you sign up for the annual plan.